Do not move. Do not speak. Do not blink or moan. You heard me. Shut your mouth. Do not even think about it. Just stop. Now. This is important. And I'm only going to say this once. So you better fucking listen, little darling. Do not say anything. Good. I love it when you make that face. When I surprise you like this. The moment I whisper into your ear, whether it's something sweet or something really fucking filthy, you take that involuntary breath in and try to pretend you don't hear me. Because what would people say? No one can see me after all. Not even you, lover. They would think you were crazy. Oh, but what I love most is the reaction you get. The one you make when I boss you around. When I tell you to sit down, shut up, and listen. That look of panic in your eyes. The way you freeze and focus on not moving. And the big ol' fear boner. Yes, I see it. It happens every time, sweetie. Oh, don't be embarrassed, baby. It's flattering. Really. So here we are. In public. At work. Your co-workers nearby, and your little girlfriend has decided to have some fun. One of the benefits of dating someone who just so happens to be invisible. Naked to the human eye. Oh, and to the other senses as well. Don't make any sudden movements, but sweetie, you must already realize this, but I'm not wearing anything at all right now. Yep. And that's what I meant by the naked to the other senses part. No, you can't touch. But I will tell you something good. Hold still. It's good that I'm not wearing any panties. Because they would be soaked right now. You are so easy. By the way, I promise you we aren't all this crazy. Really, I'm unique. Aren't you a lucky boy, Yes. Yes, you certainly are. I mean, do you really think that you deserve all this special attention? Oh right, I forgot. Silly me. You're not allowed to speak. Good boy. Very dedicated, Well, we won't discuss it now then. I was being rhetorical anyway. I like that nervous look you get when I make you question things. When you worry. Just a bit, you know? It's silly though. I mean, would I really be here? On my knees? Kneeling before you like a priestess at her altar if I didn't. Well, you're a smart boy. I'm sure you've got it figured out already. And I mean, just look at me here. Oh, right. Again, you can't see me. I'm so sorry about that. That all you can do is feel my light touch. And the warmth. Coming off of my soft skin. Oh, baby, I really do hope that that's enough. Just being able to feel my delicate hands applying this light pressure to your thighs. My wet lips. Gently giving you kisses all along your body. My soft chest here. Gently resting against your hard-on. I really, really hope that that's enough for you. The light pressure of... yes. Yes, you feel their soft weight, don't you? But sweetie, and this is so, so important, you are not allowed, that is to say, you may not make any sudden movements. And you better not fucking talk. No, no, no. All that you are allowed to do is to sit there. Don't worry, though. I'll make it worth your while. Well, if you behave, that is. But you wouldn't ever think of defying me, would you, baby? That's what I thought. Now sit back, and I mean this in the sweetest way possible, darling. Shut the fuck up. You're so easy, baby. I love it. But you really do need to shut your fucking mouth, okay? Because I'm going to keep stroking your dick through your shorts, and you are going to want to moan. Because as good as it feels now, it is just gonna keep getting better. Because I will not stop. Not even if you started to beg. No, no, no. I am gonna keep rubbing my hands over your pulsing dick until you can't take it anymore. And then I'll push you right over that edge. I'm gonna make you come, baby. Aren't you excited? Oh, you know, I never thought of something until just now. If you spurt your seed inside your shorts, well, that would make a mess, wouldn't it? Especially after I've been working you up so much. Rubbing your head, stroking your balls, making sure everything gets full and hard. Let the pressure builds and builds and builds until you can't fucking help it. Until you have no choice. Until you unload all that sweet, warm sperm into your clean boxers. But baby, if you do it here, oh no, everyone will see. You don't want that, do you? No, no you don't. No self-respecting man would want his girlfriend to make him come inside his pants and leave a big old stain for everyone to see. No matter how hot she is. How tight and wet she is. No matter how your will dissolves to nothing as soon as she opens her mouth. Oh, but someone is surely bound to see that. Everyone is bound to see. They'll probably put you on a fucking list like some pervert. Oh, that look is probably you wanting to ask me, why don't you stop that? Well, baby, that's not my job. This isn't on me. I'm not really doing anything. Nope. Not to anyone observing us from the outside, at least. So really, I'm not doing anything at all. And besides, I know you're too weak to ask me to stop. Because you don't want me to. This feels too fucking good. So this is on you, babe. Your responsibility is to... well, not to move. Not to moan. Not to give any indication of the soft, warm, gentle caresses that you are so fortunately receiving. And most importantly of all, your job is to not fucking come. Do not come. Do you understand me? Oh, what's that? You know what? I don't think you understand the gravity of this situation. If you ejaculate here in front of everyone, they're locking you up like the pervert you are. I mean, what kind of dirty little bastard would just jizz all over their fucking shorts like that? Ew. Ugh, so gross. Only a sick motherfucker would do that. No, baby. Mm-mm. I am not going to stop. This is on you. Wow. Okay. I mean, apparently you don't comprehend how bad it would be if you came right now. That's it. I'm stroking you faster. Yep. That'll teach you a lesson about control, sweetheart. Come on now, darling. I know you won't disappoint me. I know you won't shoot just yet, right? Well, it's no fun if I take it easy on you. There. Do you feel that? That warmth against your groin? Do you feel me grinding against you? Do you, honey? You know what that is, baby. Oh, and you know why I'm so hot right now. It's because I need you. I need you deep inside of me. I need you to whip it out. I need it to break free so that I can have you here. Oh, can't you hear it calling to you? I need you, baby. I need you to push your rock-hard erection against my pussy lips. Pushing gently but firmly, working your way inside as I part before your rigid strength. I need you inside of me. I need you to feel this heat. I need you to come. Inside of me. Don't you want it to? Don't you want me to take it out? So you can feel my warmth surrounding you. So you can shoot your hot low and deep, deep inside of me. Don't you want it, baby? Don't you need it? Oh, baby, I need your fucking dick. I need you to fuck me. I need you to blow inside of me. I need to feel you gripping my curves as you unleash jet after hot, creamy jet right now so that I can come with you deep inside of me. Oh, give it to me, baby. Mark me. Make me yours.
Stop. You fucking idiot. You are not allowed to move.
Don't get your goddamn hands away from that zipper. Ugh, pathetic. What a bad, bad, no good boy. Well then, I am just going to have to teach you a lesson. Yep. That's what I'm gonna have to do. I'm going to keep stroking until you bust. I am going to force you to come in your pants. I won't stop for anything. Because you? Well, you need to learn some self-control, mister. This is what happens when we don't listen. When we don't listen to our superiors, we must be humbled. And in your case, sweetie, that means I'm going to make you come, and there isn't a damn thing you can do about it. Sorry.
Just how it's gotta be. You sick fucker. You're probably enjoying it. Me dominating you like this so effortlessly. Telling you to come. Telling you to fucking come right now. While I stroke faster and faster and faster and faster and uh-oh, looks like you can't hold on much longer. My hands, my big soft tits, pressing against that hard cock and those full balls. The pressure is just too much, too much. You're gonna come for me. Because I want you to come. Because I want to show you who's in charge. Enough games. I know you're already past the point of return. You can't resist the pressure that's been building and building and building and... Oh. Oh, I feel you bucking against my chest. You naughty little fucking perv. And we both know that all it's gonna take is a few obviously fake moans for you to... Oh, to come, baby. Oh, come for me. Oh, come, baby. Let it out. Shoot your fucking cum right fucking now. That's it. Mess your pants for me. Let everyone see the huge stain on your pants. Show them how you just can't hold it back when I'm around. Come. Now. Such a naughty fucking pervert. You blew it all over yourself. Well, all over your pants at least. Seeing you lose control. That wet spot growing with pulse after pulse of your own sticky seed. Okay. So, now that you know your place, you're gonna need to get the fuck out of here before anyone notices. Oh well, unless you wanna get carted off to some scary jail for fucking perverts or whatever. Actually, that might be kind of fun. I mean, I'd definitely visit you and all that. You know, whenever I felt like it. Joking, joking. Jeez, you're so easy. But really though, get the fuck out of here and meet me back at my place right away because I've got a job for you, mister, and you better not disappoint me because you know that I'll make you pay for it.